Next item on the agenda is Edward B. Wood, number 18-1761. Ms. Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Edward B. Wood is requesting authorization to install 6 private aids to navigation along a previously authorized dredge channel on Kings Creek in Matthews County. The project is protested by a riparian property owner along the creek. The project area is located in Matthews County along the East River. Kings Creek is a small tributary in the lower portion of that river. This is the project area in question. Aerial view showing the applicant property here. The protestant is located here. The creek was dredged by Mr. Wood et al. In 2018 under JPA number 16-1263. The creek prior to dredging was shallow in nature, and the project goal was to have navigable water from the East River to private piers located along the shoreline. Here's the proposed locations of the channel markers. We initially had channel markers 1 through 17, but in talking to staff, we've managed to reduce those numbers down to 6 instead of the original 9. And so markers 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13 are now proposed. 1, 15, and 17 have been withdrawn from the application. This is a plan view, again, showing the three the channel markers proposed and the three that have been withdrawn. Project plan drawing is actually reversed. North is going down at this point compared to the other one. This is a typical detail of the proposed private aids to navigation. All the markers will be green day marks, odd numbered. The signs will be 2 feet by 2 feet in size with black numbering. The signs will start about 1 foot above water and extend to about 3 feet above mean high water. This is the form that was submitted to the Coast Guard for their private aids to navigation review. This is the Coast Guard form number 2554. And this also provides the GPS coordinates or lat longs for the proposed day marks. And that's why I included it as part of your package today. This is page 2 showing the last few sets. This is an aerial. This is a ground shot looking down towards the mouth of the river, towards the East River downstream. This is looking upstream, and this is looking across the creek to what I believe is the protestant's property up here. The project is protested by Ms. Catherine Sharp, who's a riparian owner along Kings Creek. She's objecting to the project based upon the number of the channel markers being proposed and their size. She feels that these will affect the aesthetics of the creek and be a navigational hazard. Staff has carefully considered all the concerns raised by the protestant for this project and worked with the applicant to reduce the number of proposed channel markers. Further, staff ensured that the applicant filed the appropriate paperwork with the U.S. Coast Guard for navigational safety. Mr. Wood has received his permit from the Corps and the U.S. Coast Guard, and the U.S. Coast Guard has reviewed his application for the channel markers and found them to meet the requirements. These two agencies have extensive knowledge of navigational issues, and staff agrees with their determination that the number and size of the channel markers are appropriate. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff is recommending approval of the project. I'm glad to answer any questions you may have.
Right. Any questions? Mr. Tankard,
have you been on this creek?
Yes, sir.
Is it apparent that there's some great need for this?
The creek is very shallow. The reason he dredged it to begin with, we had water depths of minus 2 feet greatest in this creek at the time. It was dredged down to minus 4. The channel does have to make a few turns to avoid some vegetative wetlands that you see here. So I don't think that they're inappropriate to ask for channel markers to make sure they're not running up on submerged aquatic vegetation, which is in the creek, which was when you originally dredged the channel, that was mitigated or compensated for. So I think it is in the best interest of state resources that we don't have people going outside of the channel.
Thank you.
Ms. Everett?
Yes,
you did? Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present or represented? Applicant? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Can you come forward? Would you like to be heard? And for the record, you are the applicant.
My husband's the applicant. Yes. I'm his wife.
That's fine. You're just as good, believe me. Would you please raise your right hands? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record. And
Jane Wood.
And thank you, Ms. Wood. Proceed, please.
Yes. The reason it really is, there's a section in the middle there, about 7 through 9, right in that area. It's very shallow. They could not dredge it as deep as they wanted to, and that's one of the main reasons we need that with the markers, because we have to make S turns, and we can't go out when it's completely low tide now. So we really need the markers to be able to go out when it's a little higher.
So there's a fear of running aground?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. Sir, would you like to address the commission? State your name for the record, please, sir.
Edward B. Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Wood.
It's only 20 foot wide.
Okay.
And at low tide, it's maybe a foot and a half. Maybe 2 foot at that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make like a Z to get out there. And it's really, at low tide, even now with it dredged, it's hard to get it out. When you're sitting on the boat, you can't see. If they had markers there, we'd be able to see. It could go by the markers. It's practical. You can't get in and out there without the markers.
How many individuals would utilize this? Is this specifically for pretty much
three
of y'all? Okay. All right. And the distance from the first marker to the last is how long?
About 1,300 foot.
Okay. Mr. Zedrin?
Does the person who's protesting your application, do they use the waterway?
No. They use canoes or whatever, small craft.
I think she's here. We can also ask her. Further questions? Thank you both very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, ma'am. Would you come forward, please, if you wish to be heard?
Good morning. I'm Catherine Sharp.
Okay, could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
One way or the other. You solemnly swear the testimony you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Sharp, proceed.
I have a few pictures to share.
If you share them with us, we will have to keep them for 30 days.
I understand.
Okay.
I have...
Okay.
And I have another copy for the staff. I
didn't
get it.
You can keep the one for the staff. Do you already have it in your record?
I have a letter of objection. I don't have this information.
If it's not part of the record now, is it okay to still to introduce it?
Enter it.
Fine. Make sure. Well, there's some of them we can, some of them we can't. So anyway, good deal.
There's
you
some.
You can proceed, yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's some pictures, and at the back there, two letters from stakeholders. One is the previous owner of the house Ed Wood lives in now, and the other is from a nearby bed and breakfast that's on the creek.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to show you that the understanding you get from the proposal drawings is different from the facts that relate to the whole story, the true story about our creek. So I wanted to give you a little bit of context if you'll indulge me. I'm Kat Sharp. I've owned property in Matthews County since 2002. We bought our house, an 1862 farmhouse called Dragon Tree, on Kings Creek in 2004. We've been permanent residents here for 15 years, raising our daughter here from when she was a baby. We're the only permanent residents on the creek. The other houses on the creek have changed owners several times since we've lived here. Kings Creek, unnamed on most maps, is a tiny finger off of Tabbs Creek that empties into the East River. It is very tidal, with a soft bottom that shifts with the seasons, and I'll add a fragile shoreline. Quite often, our border collie can walk across the muddy creek bed to follow raccoon or heron tracks. The fishing isn't very good, but the crabbing has been better. We set off exploring from our small dock in our canoes, kayaks, and sunfish, and if we're brave about the bottom, we'll try swimming or floating. Mostly, we just enjoy the view west towards the East River through a small opening framed by loblolly pines, bayberry, and groundsel. Each spectacular sunset, outrageous October setting full moon, sailboat drifting by, is a $1 million view. If you're thinking in dollars, or a little piece of heaven, if you're thinking of your soul's rest. Adding markers such as those proposed does not foster the best use of the creek, considering its most advantageous public use. Please consider these 6 detriments that the proposed markers would cause. They do not provide any navigational benefit to neighbors who dock boats there. They obstruct navigation by kayaks, canoes, small sailboats, and swimmers. They pollute our enjoyment of the view of the creek. They decrease property values on the creek. They send a misleading and dangerous message to boaters at the mouth of the creek. And they are deterrent to the popularity and success of the nearby inn at Tabbs Creek, a local business. I'm going to ask that you please recommend withdrawing or rejecting the proposal for private aids for navigation. You've seen an aerial view. Here's another one. I went up in this airplane and took this picture to have a look at our creek. You can see on here there are 2 long docks. We're the small dock that's at the top here. And you can also see how very narrow the creek is right here. And I think the drawings and this don't really tell you how small, how narrow, and how it needs to be protected because of that. It's not a large waterway. We've never seen any fishing boats come in or anything like that, only kayaks, canoes. And also the people who have docks bring their boats there. This is your spectacular sunset that we love. This is our view from our home down the creek. As you can see, it's a very narrow opening. These are some of the things that our family does on the creek. This picture is actually taken where the creek widens. It's not the narrow part of the creek that we're talking about. But we're on our sunfish. We're enjoying things. We feel that large navigational markers would obstruct navigation by our sunfish. Here we are canoeing. Again, this is where the creek opens up to the East River. This is not the narrow version of the creek. This is my daughter. She'd kill me if she if she knew I was showing you this photo. But it shows how much we love the creek. She's in the pouring rain. She's in her braces. We love this creek.
Yes, ma'am. Could you wrap up for us and give us the final closing argument as why you don't want those aids to navigation there?
Yeah. This picture, after we agreed to the dredging project with two understandings that we got from the applicant. One was that we need to know that when the dredging project is finished, the creek will look exactly the same, that everything is happening underneath and our view will not be compromised and the natural beauty will not be compromised.
And what was that response?
He said overwhelmingly yes.
Okay.
There will be nothing.
How long ago was that?
Let's see. Well, the permit for the project started in 2016.
Okay.
In 2018.
Not that long ago.
Mr. Wood called to tell me that the project is finished. I looked out my window and this is what I saw. Just from my view, there are actually 24 holes in the water. Here's a small picture with 16. I said, when are they going to come to take the poles out? He said, they're not going to. They have to stay there. I need these to navigate my boat. And I looked at that and I said, how is this helping you navigate your boat? This is a mess. If I were boating, this would be ridiculous. And this continues with this original proposal was exactly for this 24 markers, both sides, red and green. I understand that when we got this proposal a year ago, it was for this huge number of markers, and it didn't give me any indication of what color, size, shape, or what the markers would be. I assumed they might be these poles, but I didn't know. So I asked about that. It wasn't until about a month ago that we got a response about that. In the meantime, after we had this tangle of all these poles, I contacted Ed and I contacted the staff on this commission and, said we need to get rid of the poles. And I was told that the poles would be removed.
Who told you that?
Staff on the commission.
Okay.
And I was assured that I could be confident that he would remove them. And like I say, he said he would take it out when the weather's better. This was in September.
All right.
It wasn't working. So the poles are unpermitted. This is what we see today. I would be okay with this. I have taken some of these poles out. This is my view in the very midsection. I have very carefully kept the poles that are on the corners where you would need to turn your boat. So the little curve that he's talking about is satisfied
by
this. All of the tangle of poles is left on the bottom part and the top part. So it's just this midsection.
Okay.
I'm okay with this. I understand that these poles are unpermitted and they shouldn't be there, but I would be okay with this.
Could you wrap it up, please?
I will.
Thank you.
I have the two letters I'd like to read, if I can. They're very short. This one is from Chris Conklin.
Who is Chris Conklin?
He'll say, to whom it may concern, my name is Chris Conklin, former owner of 232 Riverview Road in Port Haywood, Virginia. This is Ed Wood's house now. I understand there's a request for navigational aids to be placed in Kings Creek and have been asked to give my input. I kept my boat on a lift and was able to use old-school 3/4 PVC pipes and points on land to maneuver in and out based on the low tide on that given day. Kings Creek is a shallow creek, which is not navigable 24/7 and is prone to silt in, regardless of dredging or blowing out with your props. With that said, I do not see the need for large navigational aids, which I would not myself want to look at when I bought the property with a pristine view along with my neighbors. Please take this in consideration when making your decision. Thanks, Chris Conklin, North Virginia. And the last letter is from Craig Dusenberry. He's the owner of the local Inetaps Creek that is, I'll show you how close it is. Let's see.
And if you could, please wrap it up with a closing statement.
Okay. I'm writing to express concern of the installation of the large channel markers that have been proposed for Kings Creek off of the East River. As the owner of the bed and breakfast just down the creek, I feel it would have adverse effects for our guests who come here primarily for the scenic beauty. The markers would be a blight on the natural landscape and seem unnecessary for such a small section of water that is so rarely traveled. If you have any concerns or questions, please let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions of Ms. Wood? Ms.
Sharp.
Sharp, I'm sorry. Okay. Questions, Ms. Sharp? Mr. Taggart.
Yes, would you show me I couldn't see the photo of that which you would be okay with.
Okay. Okay, that's, so I guess if you're looking at the image that you have above you, it has some markers on it that are in the middle. Maybe it's 10, 11, and 9, and there's one that's covered by a star, so I guess it's 9, 10, 11, or, sorry, 9, I can't read them. Okay, but they're between in the midsection. At the moment, we have poles there that are completely adequate for seeing. We don't need what they're proposing is a 2-foot green marker, and it's just not necessary. But what we have there, I'm okay with.
All right. Further questions? Ms. Everett?
Mr. Were you able to talk to staff about this proposed drawing, and was there an ability to converse with the Woods to see if that fit their needs? Was there a discussion on if this worked for everybody, or is it the first time that you're sharing it?
No, it's not the first time I shared it. When I first got the proposal with the 24 markers, I submitted a compromise proposal that was 5 markers, and at that time I still didn't know what they would look like. So I asked you know, here's a proposal for 5 markers. I also need to know what you're proposing to look like. And I was assuming they would be the poles or something very similar to what's there now. And I did respond a year ago with that. It's just been a month ago that I've heard this that I'm responding to now.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else here in opposition to the project? Mr. and Ms. Wood, someone come forward and answer a question for me. What size boat are we talking about that you're going to utilize to navigate this?
22 foot.
22 foot. What's the draft? How much water does it take?
18 inches, I believe. I think that's right.
What's the draft on the boat, Mr. Wood?
About 1.5 feet.
18 inches.
Right on my,
18 inches. It's a deck boat. It's like a pontoon boat, but it's a deck boat.
Right.
Rather large.
Right. Okay.
I would like, can I make a comment?
You have 2 minutes to rebut. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The poles were put in by the dredging company. We did not solicit them.
Sure.
And we wanted to take some of them out because we knew it did not look good, and that we it was at the time it was in the fall, the hurricanes were coming, we had to get the boat out of the water, so we couldn't take them up. That was our reasoning, and we hadn't had time to go in and out of the creek using the correct route. Since then, since we found out we had to have a permit for these poles, we tried putting the pole, just the poles like you saw in her picture, a few of them, like one side of the creek, not on the red side and green side, just the green, and Coast Guard would not approve it. It's the wrong kind of pole. Had to be the pole. They tried making a smaller sign instead of a 2-foot sign, a 1-foot sign. They would not approve that.
So I understand.
That's what we're at.
Further questions? Mr. Yes. Ballard.
Are you not able to use some of the points on land to navigate the boat?
It's too jagged. It makes a Z almost.
Sure. I guess I've boated, and you know, a lot of people have boated in very, very similar situations to this. And typically we use points on land as a point of reference for where the channel goes. Because there are creeks like this all over the state that don't have markings that people seem to successfully navigate. And I'm just curious about what makes this so different that we need so many aids to navigation. I don't see it.
We almost have to back up when it comes to 2 points, one over by our pier, and then it turns, makes a hard left. And then you come over the ways, and then it makes a hard right. And the power up through there is just really.
It's number 11. We have to make like a right hand turn. It's really sharp. And then over where 7 is, it's so very narrow and shallow. That's the most shallow part.
Mr. Zadron?
Did you guys pay for the entire dredging yourself?
No, it was three families did it. The one all the way at the end where the two red stars are, and then the other one family at the other end by the pier.
By number 7. Mm-hmm.
What is their position on these markers?
Well, they're totally in agreement.
They agree.
They need it more than we do.
Can you state for the record their names?
Fred Lane is the one near number 7, and Wilkinson is the last name. For the people who have the 2 stars.
I got one more question.
Mr. Zedrin, follow up.
The lady that testified in opposition, did she assist in the dredging?
No.
Okay, thank you.
The last question I have in follow up to that, did you, during the course of when Ms. Sharp agreed to the dredging, did you agree to her that once the dredging was to have occurred, that the water body would be returned to its present state other than the fact that the dredging had been occurring? In other words, there would be no pipes, no poles?
We didn't know it was going to be so sharp.
No, we did not.
No, my question is, did you tell her that?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Further questions? Ms. Everett?
The drawing, it's a little hard for me to follow, but obviously the proposal by staff is six navigation aids and originally nine. I don't know how they line up specifically with what Ms. Sharp had proposed, but is there or could there be an opportunity for you to look at what she has and if that assists you in your need, where it's a compromise? I know you've gone back and forth. And I'm just wondering if there's a way to kind of meet in the middle and still achieve both.
We had told her that we would be more than glad to work with her on it, you know, and not have all the holes in like they shooting a half of them out and just one side for going and coming. And she went out to pull most of the poles up, threw them on our property.
Further questions? Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Ma'am?
I'm not sure if this would be appropriate to ask staff, but I still wasn't clear. Is there an opportunity to look at Ms. Sharp's proposal and the needs of the Woods to see if there's a way to meet in the middle and if what Ms. Wood, what the Woods need is satisfied by what?
Mr. Johnson, you have a comment on that?
I mean, I'm sure if you didn't want to make a decision today, we could come back and try and find a proposal that Ms. Sharp would agree to, then we could administratively issue the permit. If she doesn't object to the project, if she continues her objection, then this commission will have to make a decision on the project.
Well, I think what we ought to do, Ms. Sharp, can you come forward? This will cut right down to the bone. I need to ask some questions.
Okay.
Are you willing to meet with staff and the Woods to determine what, and also are the Woods amenable to discussing, or do they want what they want as far as the project's concerned?
The people at the
come forward.
Coast Guard told us what.
I think this is going to be the road to heck, is paid with good intentions. But we're front. What did Coast Guard tell you?
They told us that this is what it had to be.
Okay.
And we didn't want these big signs, two by two.
Yep.
And a big pole. We didn't want any of that either.
But okay.
They said this is all we could have was this, as far as what that where they put those temporary pipe up about an inch. They said they had to go. They just told us.
Ms. Sharp, would you be amenable to having a discussion if there was one to be
Yes.
Had? Okay. All right. That's fine. Thank you. All you have.
Okay.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Further discussion before we go down that road. Dr. Neal.
I guess we've gone from like 20 markers to six. So I think the compromise has been made. And you're dealing with the Coast Guard and Corps regulations, and they already have permits for it. So we start monkeying with, okay, we're going to put four PVC pipes, 2-inch pipes. You know, they already can't do that. So I'm not,
right.
So you know, this the compromises that she wants can't be done via the Coast Guard regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
correct.
It's either we're down to six markers. Either we're going to let them do markers or not.
Perfect. Exact answer. I've got Mr. Ballard first, then Mr. Zedrin, then Mr. Tanker. Mr. Ballard?
I echo Dr. Neal's comments. That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right. Mr. Zedrin?
Yeah, I echo that as well. I mean, we heard from the applicant, they tried to do everything. And the Coast Guard said, you can't do this, you can't do that. They don't even want the big signs. And so what else can we ask them to do? They're obeying the regulations that are out there. They're doing everything they possibly can to do it the right way. And we got to look at it another way, too. It's three of those guys that dredged that inlet right there. If they didn't dredge it, there wouldn't be nothing there. It would be a foot of water, and they couldn't use their canoes or walk out there or do anything. So I think it's improved it, and if the Coast Guard says this is the way we need to do it, that's going to ensure some safety in that locality there. So six markers isn't that much.
Okay. Who else had their hand up? Mr. Tanker, do you have your hand up?
My only point would be a couple points I'd like to just see if the commission might entertain would be the, you know, when the dredging occurred, the agreement between the parties was that there would be no change in the status quo of the body of water as everyone looked at that moment of the decision. Number two, I'd say that they've asked for a formal channel with the Coast Guard, and this is what they've ended up with. I dare say they're a law. Every body of water in this state has some informal gum or bamboo stake that someone can take a reading off of. Maybe that's what they ought to be looking at, is more of like a what I might call a waterman's approach. And I'm not advocating that here today, but I have seen it occur. And so I just think the formality of the channel just seems a bit Orwellian. A tiny little creek with a whole bunch of green signs seems a little tragic for me. But, again, I'm a bit more of a naturalist than maybe others. So that's my point.
I don't think that you're too much of a naturalist, because I'm pretty much swayed by the fact that the initial response was that once the creek was dredged, there would not be any additional intrusiveness by anything. I think that was taken at good heart and good faith. And in addition, I'm also like Mr. Ballard. I know a number of these creeks. I navigate a number of these creeks where you are utilizing dead reckoning one way or the other to get through there. And to have a beautiful creek, the landscape of it, to me, disrupted by the utilization and the application and installation of these marks does not sit well with me. And under Section 28.2.1205, we also must take into consideration the impact to adjoining property owners. And I know that section is very fluid, moves back and forth, but I think in this case, the General Assembly, by putting that language in there, was addressing just such a case. So the fact that they were told initially that when they went to dredge, which is a disruption still to what Ms. Sharp had, that the place was not going to change, that's what I'm hanging my hat on. I'm opposed to the project. But anyway, I can't make a motion. So anyway, the matter's before the commission for discussion or for action. Been on this one a while. Mr. Tanker?
I would move to... I rejected this project as it stands today.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Ms. Everett. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion to reject, raise their hand or signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed to rejecting?
Aye.
One, two,
three.
Motion is rejected, 6-3. Thank you very much.